thing to latch on to is what is stirring you. You know, what is it that's creating this buzz and this love and this desire to keep on doing it? You know, I'm just so eager to keep on doing this. I've discovered something. Oh, I've been waiting for this all my life. And when getting into a discussion about specifics, very often it's about learning how to do it again and getting it right again. And if we can always find a way to come back to this place, why do I love this? Why is this exciting me so much? And why do I want to continue to do it? Then we're back home again.
Right. I love what you just said. And, you know, I'm the guy in the program who, from the very beginning, every time they wanted to write more down, I was always, no, let's not write more down. Let's leave it simple. You know, what we're doing, I always thought was so simple that, you know, like Nike said, just do it, is really a wonderful thing. If one is given permission and then supported by their fellow travelers, in a way, just supported and say, yes, you're doing great. Do it again. Do it again. I'm a great believer that that is enough love from the community that one finds their own path. They find their own voice. And pretty soon they're just happy as a clam. You know, I mean, the fact that people have said that one quote that I love so much, that the reason they like music for people is because it's the first place they've ever gone where they were listened to. Mm-hmm. That's quite an yes. amazing statement. And we demand that in a way, not such dictatorial, but we ask people to be quiet and listen to the quality of sounds that people make mm-hmm. when they collectively make it up through improvisation and from silence. And, you know, 22 years of doing that, that is an amazing place to come from. Basic idea of being listened to and being accepted exactly as you are right now. Right now, right.
Without needing to work in ways on how to get better in the future. So always putting off the possibility of what you can do right now because you're still not good enough.
Right.
So this is a really key concept. I mean, the most key concept, I think, in music for people and is what makes them instantly feel like they've come home. This is where I need to be.
Beautiful.
I mean, the thing that you said at the first workshop I went to that really turned it around for me, you said, at some point you just have to tell yourself, I need this. I want this. I have to have it. And I knew it at that moment that I really did all those things. I needed it. I wanted it. And I really had to have it. And I waited much too long before I gave it to myself, and so I jumped in completely and been here ever since.
But David's right. I do this because I love music, not because I love classical music or jazz or folk rock or anything else I listen to. It's just being in sound and not talking.
Loving the sound that you make is so very, very, very important. And I think when we do the one quality sound and you hear the group making the sound, you just are overwhelmed by how beautiful it is. It's the ideal way to make a sound, and you love it. And you do it again, and throughout the weekend you do it again. And each time you're able to listen to it more carefully. So you make the sound and you listen carefully, you listen back to it, and you understand that this is beautiful. No one has to tell you this. Mm. Then take that home again and still love your sound at home. That's where the trick comes in, because as soon as you get home, you start criticizing yourself again, especially if you're doing something that someone else hears, you don't want to be heard, or they're recording something that you're going to give to somebody. So to stay in that place that, well, that sound was beautiful at the workshop, it's also beautiful here at home. That critical voice that pops up, you know, the critical parent voice, the critical teacher voice that pops up for us over and over again, it's a killer. It just will kill everything that you started to do. A couple of years ago, I wrote a piece called Loving Your Sound for Connections.
I love that article, yeah.
And it was about loving your riffs that you have and loving the meter that you always fall into and loving the rhythm patterns that you do over and over again, because those are your musical fingerprint. It's your identification, your personality, and embracing that as who you are. You know, we don't criticize when we hear Mozart does the same thing over and over again, and you recognize them because of their musical personality, right, and their fingerprint. Miles Davis, the same thing. Anybody that we admire, we know them because of those very particular things that make them who they are.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, beautifully said. Whoa, yeah. Whoa, yeah. Don't be bashful, come on. You know, and I always liked the connection that I had when I first began to learn about Eastern ideas, and when I started doing more Tai Chi and hanging out with Zhongliang Aohuang, and this beautiful poem that's in the Tao Understanding of Return to Child, which is one of the great philosophies in a way. And I always thought, well, this is a perfect metaphor and perfect saying to call what our technique book is. Every time we watch young children, when they come from the womb through 4 or 5, they're improvising, they're making sounds, and very few of them have ever get the idea that they are not doing beautiful sounds. Returning to child as an adult means return to that energy, but now because we're more mature, we have a chance to listen to ourselves, but treat it like a child would, that you cannot be wrong, that it's just exuding creativity, exuding sound making, and a celebration of life. And so that return to child, I think, fits us well, that in that Taoistic saying.
And the wonder and the fascination that accompanies that.
Wonderfully said.
The first time the child sees a butterfly and just follows it all over the yard.
Right. And oohs and ahs, and yeah.
That's exactly it. Just the wonder that the sound is there to begin with. It's a miracle every time a sound is made. It's
right.
Just such an incredible thing.
Beautiful. Manari